2-2. Now the one strike pitch, and Anderson pulls this on the ground behind first. Played there by Hernandez. He'll take it to the bag himself and get the out. But scoring from third is O'Farrell. Moving to third is Honeycutt. It's an RBI ground out for Ethan Anderson. And the Ironbirds strike first for the second straight day. They have a 1-0 lead on Anderson's 18th RBI.
Well, that's got to feel good for Aberdeen, who didn't score from the fourth inning on yesterday and was shut out back on Tuesday in the opener of this series.
Yeah, Brooklyn's bullpen yesterday, exquisite. Six innings of shutout baseball. Now Aaron Estrada with the infield in. And this is a foul ball behind the plate, 0-1. But Brooklyn wearing the special gold, purple, teal uniforms here today. They're designed a bit after the 2000 Queens Kings. That was the predecessor to the Cyclones here in the boroughs. It was a Blue Jays affiliate at the time that played over at St. John's home baseball stadium. The one strike pitch a bit outside in the count 1-1 on Estrada. He's been statistically the best Ironbird this year. 3.07 average, a homer, 15 RBI. 0-2 yesterday with a couple of walks. He's reached in 10 straight games. Montas the windup, now the 1-1. And Estrada hits it hard but foul to the left. Count now 1-2. Estrada, another top prospect at the top half of this Aberdeen lineup. Number 21 by Baseball America. Number 16 by MLB Pipeline. Here's a big 1-2 pitch coming from Montas. And that offering down and in with a changeup. Evens up at 2-2. Right now here on Coney Island, a little chillier than you would like this time of year. Right now 67 degrees. Real feel right at about 66. Not a ton of breeze tonight. American flag out in center, wrapped around the pole. 2-2. And Estrada just grabs a piece to stay alive.
I think everybody here just happy to see the sun and some blue skies after these last couple of days.
Last couple of days. It was even worse last week when Brooklyn was on the road at Jersey Shore, played a seven-game series. Several days impacted due to weather. Played two doubleheaders in 3 days to close out the set. The 2-2 pitch, and Estrada rolls it softly first base way. It remains at 2-2 as Ronald Hernandez flips it on to the Brooklyn dugout. Now Montas signed in the offseason. It was really the first big free agent signing the Mets had this offseason. A 2-year, $34 million deal. The pitch. Just a bit up and away. Good spot. I don't think that's exactly where he was trying to put the changeup on a 2-2 pitch. And the count now full at 3-2 on Estrada. This will be Montas' 16th pitch of the inning. Works on the first base side of the slab. Here comes the payoff. And Estrada hits one deep in the air to right. Back goes Bench, the warning track at the fence. He leaps, and he makes the catch up against the wall. Tagging and scoring is Honeycutt. But Carson Bench goes airborne to take away extra bases. But Aberdeen takes a 2-0 lead.
Well, Carson Bench obviously gets talked about a ton because of the bat, but he is adept in the outfield as well. Got a good jump on that and then read it perfectly. Recognized his only play was really to kind of lunge into the wall as he did. Bench, who we've seen play plenty of center as well, more than capable right fielder too.
16th RBI of the year for Estrada, so Aberdeen puts the first two on. Both come around to score. And now Leandro Arias takes low for ball one. Arias came off the bench, pinch hit in the eighth inning yesterday, grounded into an inning-ending double play. It's 2-for-5 in this series, hitting at 235, a homer, and 19 RBI. The wind, the 1-0, and Arias stings this on the ground a second. 2-0 to field it, De Los Santos, and the play to first ends the inning. But Aberdeen strikes first. They pick up two runs in the opening frame on one hit, and nobody left on base at the end of half an inning. It's Aberdeen 2, Brooklyn coming to bat here on SNY. as is the case. Head to the bottom of the first inning, a shot of the historic Riegelman Boardwalk out beyond the right field wall here on Coney Island. And in a matter of days, that's going to be packed with beachgoers and folks all alike. Riley Cooper on the mound for Aberdeen tonight, making a spot start for the injured Ty Weatherly. Quick run through of the Brooklyn starting lineup here tonight. A.J. Ewing leading off in center, Carson Benj batting second in right, with Jacob Reimer hitting third at third. Jesus Baez, the DH, and the first pitch to A.J. Ewing is smoked in a center field. There's another base hit for A.J. Ewing. Came into play today, hitting 340 in his time on Coney Island, and wastes no time extending what has been a long on-base streak.
Yeah, now he's hit safely in 18 of his last 20 games. Just continues to be that real table setter, and you'll love to see the aggressive approach there by Ewing, swinging early.
Now reached in 32 straight games going back to April the 18th as Carson Benj takes a strike on the inside corner. But Marco Vargas, the shortstop in the five slot. Chris Suero catches and hits six. Ronald Hernandez, first baseman in the seventh spot. Jeffrey De Los Santos hits eighth. And then Troy Schreffler Jr. in the ninth spot and left as Benj fouls it out of play. 0-2 now the count on the 19th overall pick from last year's draft, hitting at 306, four homers, 26 runs batted in. The 0-2 from Cooper, and that way inside by the knees. Cooper, the southpaw, big boy, 6'2", 270 pounds, will turn 24 in October from Arcata, California. 13th round pick a couple of years ago out of LSU. The pitch and Benj, line drive left field. And this going to dunk in front of Estrada for a base hit. Thought Estrada might try and make a play on that ball coming in, but decided to watch it bounce. And Carson Benj will take that. So after Aberdeen put the first two men on at the top of the inning, Brooklyn does the same, a pair of singles. That'll bring up Jacob Reimer.
And Benj just sort of tomahawked that baseball. Looked like a frisbee falling in front of the left fielder Estrada. And that's what you want. Ewing and Benj, your one and two hitters going to work.
So now here is Jacob Reimer. 1-for-3 yesterday, and he swings and misses at a changeup. It's 0-1. Reimer took Cooper deep earlier this year in Aberdeen. Reimer 2-for-7 in the series, hitting at 319 on the year. Seven homers and 34 RBI. Here's the pitch. Reimer takes outside. It's 1-1. Reimer entering play today, leading the league in runs scored, OPS, extra base hits, hits, and doubles. I think that's pretty good, Johnny.
I would say so.
Here's the pitch. Reimer in the air, down the right field line. Back into his left is Tejada. And as he ranges into foul ground, makes the catch. Ewing tags from second. Throw in the third way late. Holding put at first base is Benj, so a productive out for Reimer. And the Cyclones now with men at the corners and one out. That'll bring up the reigning South Atlantic League Player of the Week at Jesus Baez. We talked about him here pregame. Baez entering play tonight, batting average up to 280, five homers, 26 RBI. was hitless yesterday, but walked twice and drove in the go-ahead run with a sac fly in the seventh inning. First pitch to Baez, a fastball at 90 for strike one. Numbers for the Aberdeen starter, Riley Cooper, who makes his 12th appearance and second start. 0-2 record of 4.43 ERA. There goes the runner from first as Baez takes down and in, and no throw from Stafford. It's another stolen base for Brooklyn. Carson Bench swipes second, and now a base hit can tie the game. So for Bench, another stolen bag. That is his ninth. 1-1. And Baez watches a fastball for strike two. Cooper, 23 hits in 22 in the third innings. 7 walks, 21 strikeouts on the year. Defensively for Aberdeen, left to right in the outfield, Aaron Estrada, Jake Cunningham, and Angel Tejada. Get to the infield in just a moment. The 1-2 pitch way outside. Evens the count. Third to first around the infield, Anderson De Los Santos, Griffo Farrell, Leandro Arias, and Ethan Anderson with Ryan Stafford, the catcher behind the plate. Cooper, his battery made on the bump. Here's the pitch, and Baez strikes out swinging. A rare strikeout in the month of May for Jesus Baez. And a big out number two for Cooper in the opening frame.
So call it number two now over Baez's last 55 plate appearances. Strikeouts have been few and far between for the highly talented infielder, but could not quite make contact there. On a good pitch from Cooper, gave him a changeup down and in.
So now runners at second and third for Marco Vargas, who takes a sweeper down and away for ball one. Vargas, the hero on Tuesday night, drove in the game's only two runs, a two-run single in the latter stages on Tuesday night. Get to the numbers for Vargas in just a moment. The 1-0, way outside and low, good stop by Stafford. Well, the numbers for Vargas so far this year, hitting at .222 with Brooklyn, no homers, 14 RBI. 1-for-3, walked and stole a base yesterday. Hitting .288 between Brooklyn and St. Lucie, one of the top 20 prospects in the Mets organization. A 2-0, and Vargas takes under the hands. 3 balls, no strikes. Chris Suero, the catcher, Bronx native, waiting on deck. Ewing singled, he's at third. Bench singled, he is at second. Now the 3-0. And that finds the outside corner at 91. 3 balls and a strike.
Cooper. With the amount of green lights we've seen recently, I was a little surprised to not see Vargas hacking away at that 3-0 offering.
3-1. And Vargas bangs it off the top of the screen. It's a full count. Fans down below trying to give hitting tips to Marco Vargas ahead of a 3-2 count. Maybe Gilbert Gomez has a future assistant manager sitting just below us here tonight. The payoff pitch, and Vargas floats this one out in a shallow left center field. Otto Farrell, he leaps. He can't make the catch. 2 runs will score. Vargas delivers again. And in a blink of an eye, Brooklyn ties the game at 2. Vargas just parachuted one over the head of the charging shortstop. And Brooklyn draws even as Vargas provides RBIs 20 and 21 on the year.
Well, it's such a simple approach from Vargas. Doesn't do too much. Shortens up with 2 strikes. Just put bat on ball and watch the rest happen. And Vargas has been outstanding since joining Brooklyn.
Now Chris Suero, who swings through a fastball, strike one. Suero hitting at .240, 7 homers, 27 RBI. Couple of hits yesterday, drove in Brooklyn's first run with an infield single. The pitch up and away, 1 ball and 1 strike. Cooper up over 20 pitches in this inning. And it'll be interesting to see how deep into this game Cooper goes. 41 pitches last time out, has only started through 47. And try and give the Ironbirds as much length as he can give them. As Suero swings through the high heat, it's 1-2. Suero, a native of the Bronx, but did not grow up a Yankee fan. Actually grew up a Red Sox fan. But always wants to make sure everybody knows the Mets were the team he wanted to sign with as a teenager out of the Dominican. That was the team that showed him the most interest. Throw over to first, and Vargas back standing up. Suero, great story. Attended high school for 1 year at All Hallows High School on East 164th Street in the Bronx before moving to the DR. He gets scouted inside. The 1-2 pitch, and Suero puts it in the parking lot, 1-2. In the University Heights section of the Bronx. Only started catching about a month before he signed for $10,000. And now one of the top 30 prospects in the organization. The 1-2, and Suero can't hit the changeup, strike three. So Cooper picks up his second strikeout, but Brooklyn provides a tie ball game. For the Cyclones, two runs, three hits, one man left at the end of one. We're tied at two here on SNY. Go to the second inning here on Coney Island. A brand new ball game, tied at two. As we go to the top of the second, Frankie Montas out for his second inning as part of his rehab start. Montas, in that opening frame, gave up a couple of runs, just one hit through 18 pitches. So you'd imagine has enough bullets left in the tank to get through this second inning, and would imagine from that point on we'll pass the baton off to Jonathan Santucci. Anderson De Los Santos, Jay Cunningham, Ryan Stafford, three scheduled to bat in this second inning. Alongside Johnny Gadamowitz, I'm Justin Rock. Glad to have you with us here on SNY tonight. An off day for the Mets. They'll be back in action tomorrow against the Rockies. First pitch of the inning. And De Los Santos takes a slider, strike on the outside corner. 0-1 on him. De Los Santos entering play tonight. Hitting at 228, three homers, 15 batted in. As time called at home, De Los Santos walked in a pinch hit appearance yesterday. Walked twice, stole a bag, but was hitless on Tuesday night. The Y and the 0-1, and that misses down and away. Count evens up at a ball and a strike. That's Sun. Obscured most of the day here on Coney Island, peering its way back out. The 1-1. Down and away, two balls and one strike. Last year, Montas split his time between two NL Central teams, signed a contract, a one-year deal with the Reds. Was actually their opening day starter last year. The 2-1. Fouled in the box, 2-2. Got off to a solid start, but injuries reared their head with him last year as well. There's some time on the injured list with a right forearm contusion. before getting dealt at the deadline to Milwaukee. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Punched him out on a changeup down and away. So Montas gets the K. That's his first tonight. Bases empty, one out for Jake Cunningham.
Yeah, 9 big league seasons for the righty. Time with the White Sox, Athletics, Yankees, and then, of course, like you mentioned from last year, the Reds and the Brewers.
And originally signed, as a matter of fact, out of the Dominican by the Red Sox. As Cunningham takes a strike, 0-1 on the Aberdeen center fielder coming in it tonight, hitting at 208, 2 homers, 15 RBI, 1-for-4 yesterday, did steal a bag, but just 1 for his last 15. The one strike pitch, slider off the plate, 1-1. Our umpiring crew tonight, Larry Pettis behind the plate, calling balls and strikes. David Sabal on the bases, only 2 umpires here in Brooklyn, only 2 umpires at the A-ball levels and below. As that pitch outside, 2-1 now to Cunningham. Yeah, Montas has been dealt a lot in his career. He was traded at the deadline last year. Traded by the Red Sox to the White Sox. From the White Sox to the Dodgers. From the Dodgers to the A's. From the A's to the Yankees. The 2-1 pitch. This is low, 3-1. He's racked up the frequent flyer miles over the course of a long big league career, has Montas. Cunningham ahead in the count, 3-1. Bases empty, 1 out in the second. Montas fires. Outside, a walk. So Montas issues his second walk of the afternoon. Cunningham on with 1 out. And that'll bring up the 8-hitter Ryan Stafford.
It is interesting, and I'll be the first to admit, I did not remember it, nor do I think many would, but Montas not that far removed from a year where he did finish inside the top 6 in American League Cy Young voting.
That was a big reason the Yankees went and got him during the 2022 season. 21 was the year that he finished 6th in the AL Cy Young Award voting. Is this a ground ball to third? Reimer on to second for 1. On to first. Not in time. Great job there at second base by Jeffrey De Los Santos. Able to shuffle the feet to make sure they at least got the force on the lead runner at second base, let alone make an accurate throw on to first. So a 5-4 fielder's choice, 1 on, 2 out. And now Angel Tejada makes his first appearance of the series.
And just to finish the thought, Montas back in 2021 with then Oakland, of course. 13-9, a 3.37, 207 strikeouts in 187 innings.
Montas from the stretch, his first pitch to Tejada misses low. Tejada just 7-for-49 at the plate this year. 1 extra base hit, 2 RBI, playing for the first time since Saturday. He's 0 for his last 16. Frankie's 1-0. And he tied it inside with a fastball. It's 1-1. Yeah, Montas that year set the A's franchise record for strikeouts per 9 innings by a starter, just under 10 per 9. Career highs in wins, starts, innings, and strikeouts. Those 206 Ks he had were the second most in a single season in the A's Oakland history. So that fouled back, it's 1-2. From 1968 until last year, only one pitcher struck out more in a single season than Montas did in 2021. It was particularly great after the All-Star break. Trying to return to that form once he's healthy and back up in Queens. It's time called at home plate by Tejada.
Part of the interesting conversation, too, Justin, we made mention of it earlier with how good this Mets starting rotation is how exactly they're going to figure out how all the pieces to the puzzle sort of fit when everybody is presumably healthy.
Already talking about that with the imminent return of Paul Blackburn. There goes the runner. And Tejada parks it towards the parachute jump down the right field line. You can get a tiny glance there of Jonathan Santucci getting ready in Brooklyn's right field bullpen. He'll piggyback off of Montas tonight. That second round pick last year out of Duke, consensus top 20 prospect in the organization. 1-2 coming. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Tejada dropped to a knee. Tried to hit the changeup, but couldn't. Couple of strikeouts on the change in the second for Montas, who works a scoreless top of the frame. No runs, no hits. One man left on a walk. The end of one and a half here on Coney Island. Brooklyn and Aberdeen tied at two on SNY. Brooklyn and Aberdeen tied at two as we go to the bottom of the second inning. Ronald Hernandez, bottom third of this Brooklyn lineup, due up. Hernandez, De Los Santos, Schreffler, Riley Cooper making a spot start with Ty Weatherly. The scheduled starter today for Aberdeen landing on the IL. First pitch to Hernandez. Swings through a high fastball, 0-1. Last time he saw Ronald here on SNY, he was trying to avoid a Gatorade bath. Had the walk-offs. Fielder's choice against Winston-Salem a couple of Sundays ago as that one outside. Completed Brooklyn's first six-game sweep since 2022. Their first six-game sweep at home since 2021. The minor league series now Tuesday to Sunday. Six-game sets outside of a few stray occasions as Hernandez takes outside. Ronald been heating up since right around that date. Entering play tonight, hitting at 260. Now one misses, 3-1. Three homers, 26 RBI, hitting 318, though, over his last 13 games. OPS just under 900, the 3-1, and Hernandez drives it in the air to right, but just missed it. Tejada back into his right, makes the grab. And the leadoff man retired here in the second inning. That'll bring up Jeffrey De Los Santos. Jeffrey hitting at 177, four homers, 11 runs batted in. Has not played since Sunday's doubleheader against Jersey Shore, went 1-for-7 in that twin bill. First pitch to him, and he takes in the dirt. One ball and no strikes.
Jeffrey, one of those guys, not an everyday player. And despite that batting average south of 200, has come up in some big moments.
A little bunt up the third base line that just rolls foul. Had that stayed fair, that would have been an easy base hit for De Los Santos. Great idea there from Jeffrey. I haven't really seen him break that one out a whole lot. Now in his second season here on Coney Island. Calm, quiet night here on Coney Island. The clouds dissipating. Can make out that blue sky up above. You can see the sunlight reflecting off the apartment buildings here on Coney Island. The left-hander is 1-1. Sweeps down and away. Two balls and a strike on Jeffrey. Cooper, the big left-hander, mentioned a reliever by trade, getting a chance to start here tonight with three innings and his only start this year. That pitch down and in, three balls and a strike on Jeffrey. Cooper, 13th round pick a couple of years ago out of LSU. College teammate Paul Skeens, Dylan Cruz, the 3-1. And Jeffrey pulls this one down the right field line, but hooking foul. Full count on him.
Feels like we've seen our fair share of guys over the course of, really feels like the past year or so, going back to last year, that we've uttered that same line. College teammates of Paul Skeens, Dylan Cruz. I guess it does make sense. They were national champs after all.
Cooper was the guy who was on the mound closing it out. The payoff pitch. De Los Santos nubs it back to the mound. Cooper fields third base side. And he'll fire on to first for out number two. And Cooper in that College World Series a couple of years ago had a win and three saves as LSU took home the national title. Did overlap with former Cyclone and now Rays prospect Paul Gervais, who was traded by the Mets at the deadline last year. Cooper actually transferred into LSU with the head coach. Started his college career in Arizona as Troy Schreffler takes a called strike. Schreffler had been on the development list the last couple of times. The Cyclones on SNY reinstated last week. The one-strike pitch outside. Schreffler acquired by the Mets during spring training in a cash deal with the Philadelphia Phillies. Was 0-for-3 on Tuesday night. 5-for-28 at the plate. Four runs batted in the pitch. Swings through a high fastball, 1-2. Bases empty, two out. Tied at two here in the bottom of the second inning. Field shifted for Schreffler to pull. 1-2 to Troy. And this one hit in the air down the right field line, out of play. Remains at 1-2 on Schreffler. Played well last week against his former team in Jersey Shore, went 4-for-10. Second at bat against his former team at a three-run bases clearing double. The pitch, this one a broken bat single back through the box into center field. Troy Schreffler Jr. continues his impressive stretch at the plate, breaking out the grenade celly over at first base. And Brooklyn has one on, two out here in the second inning.
Well, we have made the point of it throughout the course of the season so far, and I guess is to be expected when you do lead the league in hitting, but Brooklyn's no stranger to getting production out of the bottom of the order. Schreffler out of the nine spot coming through with a two-out base knock.
So here is A.J. Ewing, singled and scored back in the first. Throw back to first, and Schreffler retreats standing up. This is a Brooklyn team that is certainly on pace and would take a lot for them not to set a single-season franchise record in stolen bases this year. Here's the pitch, and this one pulled sharply, but an inch foul down the first baseline. Even Eduardo Nunez, Cyclones bench coach, and first base coach signaling that one foul. 0-1 on A.J. Ewing, 20 stolen bases with Brooklyn. Has 33 on the season. Actually, stand corrected, 34. There's a strike on the outer half, 0-2. Well, Brooklyn now 105 stolen bases on the season. They set the single-game franchise record last year with a, or the single-season franchise record last year with 181. Cooper's 0-2, and Ewing swinging a foul tip. Stafford couldn't squeeze it. And so A.J. stays alive. But Brooklyn, you look at what they've done stolen base-wise, 105 steals through their first 47 games. Last year they had 72. That was the previous high watermark. The 0-2 pitch. Up and away. A ball and two strikes. So they have stolen. I know I'm not a math major by any stretch of the imagination, but that is 33 more stolen bases through the same amount of games than they did a year ago. 1-2, and Ewing hits this one in a right center field. That one ticket into the gap, and that's going to give Brooklyn the lead. Schreffler going to round third and score. Ewing hits second. He's on his way to third. The relay throw there, not in time. A.J. in there standing up. We talked a lot about Ewing being among the minor league leaders in average and steals. He's also among the minor league leaders in triples. That's number 7. Brooklyn a 3-2 lead.
And a two-out rally. Ewing just put it towards triples alley. Tejada, the right fielder, came at it from a little bit of an odd angle. Didn't necessarily backtrack as much as he needed to cut it off. Didn't quite have the wheels to get there in time. A.J. Ewing, though, certainly had the wheels to capture three bags. Ewing just continues to wreak havoc. Now, already a multi-hit day for him. He scored a run first time around in the first, and now he's 90 feet from scoring yet again, giving Brooklyn the lead.
Ewing, his seventh triple of the year, his 32nd RBI. Entered play today. Among the minor league leaders in three base hits, top 10 in all of minor league baseball. And Ewing made that look easy going in, standing up, and now another red-hot hitter in Carson Bench coming to the plate. Ewing entered play today as well. Tied for eighth in minor league baseball in hits. He continues to climb that leaderboard. Trying to be the second Ewing to make his mark on New York City. And now Benge, who singled to left. Back in the opening frame, the batter came around to score last inning, and he nearly gets hit with a fastball in. And the count 1-0. Cooper's at 46 pitches right now, so he is not going to get Aberdeen through a third inning of relief. If anything, this is going to be his last batter with a righty on deck. As Benge takes a strike, it's 1-1. Jeremy Heilman, the pitching coach, just came out to talk. A right-hander up and getting ready down the left field line.
It'll be interesting to see how Aberdeen approaches this, too, from a bullpen standpoint.
1-1 line drive right at O'Farrell, and that ends the inning. Needed a couple more inches of height for a base hit and an RBI, but Brooklyn a two-out rally. A single by Schreffler, a triple by Ewing, and Brooklyn has the lead for the first time today, 3-2 as we go to the third. Great to get a little in-game concert in between innings as part of our Copa de la Diversión night here at the ballpark. Frankie Montas is going to come back out for a third inning of work. Has thrown 34 pitches through his first two innings, coming off his best inning so far as part of his Major League rehab stint, Johnny.
As Jonathan Santucci continues to warm in the Brooklyn bullpen, Frankie Montas will at least begin a third inning here at Maimonides Park. We appreciate you hanging out with us right here. It's Brooklyn Cyclones baseball on SNY, a 3-2 Brooklyn lead. Aberdeen top of the order due up. Griff O'Farrell, Vance Honeycutt, and Ethan Anderson. So this is the second time through for the righty arm, Montas. Surrendered a couple of runs in that top half of the first inning, but bounced back quite nicely with a pair of strikeouts in the second. Montas, someone who in three of the last 4 years has logged at least 140 innings of work at the big league level. Despite dealing with injury, has found a way to give whatever team he has pitched for. Mentioned he's bounced around as of late. High number of quality innings. And the Mets obviously hoping that he can do so at the big league level in New York. Works from the full wind. Infield slightly around to the left. And O'Farrell watches it go by in the dirt. Frankie, great nugget from the Mets media guide. Our friends over at Mets PR in the offseason enjoys cooking barbecue. Even created his own original dry rub.
Is that for sale?
Here's his 3-1 offering. And O'Farrell takes a strike on the outer edge. We've got to connect him with
Mookie
Wilson.
I was going to say, he was out here, was it last year or was it 2 years ago?
Yeah, Mookie Wilson has his own barbecue line that he runs. Comes out, spends all day, bright and early. He was here out in the backyard in right field. Slow cooking whatever it was that was on the grill that day. Pulled pork, brisket, ribs, what have you. Here's the payoff, and that is in there. Strike three called. Montas gave him a cutter that sat perfectly at the bottom of the zone. Three strikeouts for Frankie through two and a third, and one down here, top three.
Yeah, great pitch there from Montas. Nothing O'Farrell could do with that except for beat it into the ground. And now Frankie really finding his first rhythm as part of this rehab stint. Three Ks today.
Vance Honeycutt next. First pitch to him. There's a strike on the outer edge. Honeycutt, who doubled his first time up, later came around and scored. One of the more highly touted prospects that this Aberdeen roster has to offer is Honeycutt. Number five prospect in the Orioles organization, according to MLB Pipeline. Somebody who the O's took at number 22 overall. In last year's draft, he was the 25th first rounder in UNC Tar Heel program history. Righty batter awaiting the 1-1 from Montas. Defense straight up. And Honeycutt skies it in the air to center. Stays up for Ewing, who hardly had to move. Two down.
And the Mets have gone that route in years past. Probably the most notable draftee the Mets have had out of North Carolina. None other than Matt Harvey.
Great to see Matt still hanging around occasionally on SMY. They pop him up from time to time in Met games.
Honestly, it's been so much fun in recent years seeing the flood of alumni come back to Citi Field just randomly. Doesn't have to be a big event. Just could be a random Thursday. Harvey's there. Syndergaard. Going back even further than that.
Well, Citi Field, the place to be. As, of course, is right here at Maimonides Park. If you haven't joined us at a Cyclones game, hope you can come check it out this summer on the boardwalk. This one stung on the ground. Diving effort by De Los Santos, but he could not keep it in front of him. So a two-out single from the switch hitting Ethan Anderson. That is his second time aboard this evening. And it is a two-out base runner here for Aberdeen with their dangerous cleanup hitter, Aaron Estrada, to the plate. Pitch count for Montas as it stands right now. Next one will be number 46. So certainly approaching the end of the line. Santucci does appear to be ready. And remember, Santucci is somebody who is normally a starter, not reliever.
Although that is not Santucci up right now. They want him to get a clean inning.
Nothing one to Aaron Estrada.
A right-hander has started to warm. I believe that is Jace Beck, who's number 47. Has been commandeered today by Frankie Montas. That is indeed Jace getting ready down the right field line just in case a reliever is needed here in the third.
So Estrada awaiting a one delivery. This is inside. It's a ball and a strike. Estrada also a top 30 guy in the Orioles system. MLB.com has him at number 16. Did have an eight-game hitting streak snapped in the opener of this series back on Tuesday night. Has not picked up a base hit since then. 0 for 6. Does have a sac fly today, though. And he whiffs on the changeup in the dirt there from the righty. And the count 1 and 2. Leandro Arias would be next. Aberdeen trying to pull even here in this top half of the third. Montas ready to deal pitch number 49 on the night. Tall righty looking back towards the runner, just peers over his shoulder. 1-2, a comebacker. Knocked down by Montas. Plenty of time to collect and flip over to first in time. Inning over. Strong inning of work for Frankie Montas, who's allowed 2 runs through 3. You're watching Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on SNY. We'll be back in a moment.
Coney Island Sandbar called to the bullpen as he moved to the bottom of the third inning. The spot starter for Aberdeen out. That was Riley Cooper, new arm in the game. A young right-hander from the same alma mater as myself out of Penn State, Kyle Verbitsky, Johnny, on as part of a minor league rehab assignment.
So the Nittany Lion ready to toe the slab now, trying to make sure that his Iron Birds stay down by only 1. 3-2, bottom of the third we go. Get you the final line on Riley Cooper, that aforementioned spot starter who began this ball game for Aberdeen, as Jacob Reimer digs in for the second time tonight. And the first pitch to Reimer brushes him back up and in, count 1-0. Final line for Cooper, 2 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, all of which were earned, did not walk a batter, and struck out 2. Reimer scalds this one up the middle, base hit. Brooklyn puts the leadoff man on for the second time tonight as Jacob Reimer continues to produce. Woke up this morning hitting at 319, yet another base knock to add to the tally.
Yeah, when you get 92 middle-middle, Reimer rarely misses that. A 108-mile-an-hour bullet back through the box.
Reimer woke up this morning not only a 319 hitter, but leading the South Atlantic League in hits with 52 of them. That now number 53. Jacob can also swipe a bag when he needs to. Does have 7 stolen bases on the year so far. So we'll see how aggressive Brooklyn wants to be on the base pads here. With Reimer off of first and nobody out for the always dangerous Jesus Baez. Baez has had some real nifty spikes this year. And tonight, fittingly, he's got those neon yellow highlighter ones to perfectly match those Brooklyn Jefes jerseys, the alternates tonight for the Cyclones.
Looks like the old Yoenis Cespedes armband.
2-1 the count on Jesus, who has just been scorching hot as of late. Since May the 9th, hitting at 429. Strikeout to walk ratio of 3-13 during that span. 2-1 spoiled foul.
And I've been so impressed with his ability to put the ball in play, draw walks, 20-year-old infielder trying to make an impact, especially coming back off of injury. He has not expanded the zone at all over the course of the month of May. And he had walked eight straight times before he struck out in his last at-bat.
Baseball America had him as a top 100 prospect in all of baseball coming into the year at number 92. 5'9", 180 from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Angles that bat off the right shoulder and takes a 2-2 strike on the outside corner. So Verbitsky picks up his first K of the evening. Rare strikeout for Jesus Baez. That's his second of the night. And particularly to go down looking, you don't see that a ton from Baez. But that's a big strikeout by Verbitsky. Now one on, one away for Marco Vargas.
Good to know the announcer's jinx is alive and well on SNY as it is on our normal broadcast as well.
Doesn't matter where the broadcast airs, it always holds true. Vargas spoils that one foul down the left field line. Nothing and one to Marco, who did have that two-run single his first time up. Marco was the hero in the opener of this series back on Tuesday. Lefty batter awaiting the 0-1 delivery from the tall righty. Nothing and two. There were only two runs total in Tuesday night's affair. A 2-0 Brooklyn win. Both of them plated on a Marco Vargas two-run single that came in the bottom half of the sixth inning.
And he still has reached base safely in every game this year.
Vargas slaps this one through on the right side. There's a base hit. Reimer got a great jump trying to go first to third. Slides safely head first. Heads up base running by Jacob Reimer. And a good piece of hitting by Marco Vargas, who has a multi-hit day. And Brooklyn has men on the corners with only one gun for the always dangerous Chris Suero.
Yeah, change up down there from Verbitsky. Vargas, his credit, not trying to do too much with it. Just served it through the right side. Good executed base running. Reimer going first to third. And now here's Chris Suero with a couple of ducks on the pond.
Suero hitting a 240 this year. Seven homers, 27 batted in. Starting to come around at the plate as of recently. Six for his last 17 at the dish. Four driven in during that span. Prime opportunity for him here. Takes the first pitch down and away. Verbitsky yanked it. Honestly, a nice job by Stafford to make sure that was not a wild pitch. With Jacob Reimer's speed off of third, Aberdeen's got to worry about that here. But if you're Verbitsky, as he checks the runner over at first, you'd love something on the ground, up the middle. Try to turn two and wiggle your way out of this thing. Chris Suero certainly with other thoughts. Coming off the multi-hit day yesterday was...
Welcome back here to Coney Island. Coney Island Sandbar call to the bullpen. Coney Island Sandbar open now here on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. Perfect spot for a pregame snack or a postgame drink. Frankie Montas's rehab start is over. Now on the Mets' second-round pick from last year, Jonathan Santucci.
First pitch tossed by the 22-year-old. A line drive right at Carson Bench. One pitch, one out. So Santucci on 6'2", 195 from Leominster, Massachusetts. And Santucci coming on wearing a little bit of a different hat. Obviously, normally a starting pitcher, met second rounder out of Duke last year. And his first pitch, a strike to Anderson De Los Santos. So Frankie Montas, his second big league rehab start in the books. That final line on Montas goes three innings. Gives up two hits, pair of runs, both of them were earned, walked a couple of batters, and struck out three. But Montas evidently got better as the outing went on. Both runs he gave up were in that top half of the first inning. Santucci ahead quickly here, nothing at two. It's kind of been a tale of two seasons for Jonathan so far this year. Had a rough start to the campaign, first month and change or so, but has really found his footing as of late. Ball and two strikes on the righty swinging Anderson De Los Santos. Santucci had a rough patch of four games where over a 13 and a third inning span, he gave up 16 earned runs. Broken back ground ball to third. Reimer vacuums it up. Two down just like that. So Santucci retires the first two that he faces. Big reason why he sort of endured that rough month or so, if you will, was the long ball. Gave up six home runs over that four-start stretch. But since then, his last two has been awesome. Has picked up back-to-back wins to improve the record on the year to 2-4. Of course, not the win-loss record is the end-all be-all, particularly at the minor league level as well. But the numbers for Santucci over those last two, 10 innings, four hits, only one run, four walks to 11 strikeouts, opponents hitting just .118 off of them. As another foul ball towards us. Pinballs around up here. Oh, my goodness.
What'd you do, Joe? What did Joe say setting up cameras down below earlier tonight that everyone's trying to hit him?
I don't think we've ever got two foul balls up in the general vicinity here, as close as those two were in such a short time close together. That's a strike. And Santucci starting his outing here tonight strongly. We got everything situated. Who picked up the baseball? That's what I want to know.
That was official scorer Howard Kaplan tonight.
In the dirt. So Santucci misses there downstairs. Anyway, getting back to Jonathan, also big reason why we told you opponents hitting just .118 over those last two starts, he also has not surrendered a home run. So when things were rocky, the ball was flying out of the ballpark. Now that he's right the ship, has been keeping it in the park. That one in the dirt. Count is full at 3-2 to Jake Cunningham. After the Arias line out, the De Los Santos ground ball. Payoff. That's in the dirt, ball four. So it won't be a 1-2-3 for Santucci as Cunningham draws his second walk of the night. Two out base runner does bring the tying run to the plate here, top four for Ryan Stafford. Santucci, number 16 prospect in the Mets organization, according to Baseball America. Always interesting to see the variation there. MLB Pipeline had him a little higher, number 11. Ground ball to short. Marco Vargas collects and makes the easy throw to second to retire the side. So a two-out walk, but outside of that, nothing doing. No runs, no hits, nobody left for Aberdeen. Bottom four we go, and a 4-2 Cyclone lead on SNY. Times Square on New Year's Eve, Nathan's Famous on the 4th of July. Your two bucket list cannot miss events in New York City. One in winter, one in summer. Get ready, folks. It is not too far away. Couple of months. We are in the bottom of the fourth here at Maimonides Park. Just a stone's throw down the road from Nathan's. Always great to grab a pregame meal there. Sometimes a postgame meal, too. 1-1, the count on Jeffrey De Los Santos. Brooklyn leads it 4-2 here in the bottom of the fourth. We appreciate you hanging out with us on this Mets off day. Of course, Blue and Orange back in action tomorrow at home against the Rockies. Count 2-1 to Jeffrey De Los Santos. 0-1, ground out his first time. 8-9-1 here for the Cyclones in the frame.
Now you mentioned bucket list item. The hot dog eating contest, no question.
2-1, flare down the left field line. This will go foul. What, you don't have Times Square on that list for you, too?
That might be 4,611,027 on my list of bucket list items to get to. I do not need to stand outside in the freezing cold. Can't move, can't go to the restroom, can't go anywhere for that long a period of time. I'll much rather enjoy watching from home.
I agree. I'm right there with you.
Now we are. The Cyclones are at home. On July the 4th this year.
We're going to have to figure
out
our game plan for that. That'll be an interesting day here on Coney Island as this 3-2. Scott in the air to center field. Cunningham camping underneath and makes the one-handed snag for the first out. This is always some interesting days throughout the course of the year. Maybe a marathon, a parade, what have you. But I have a feeling that the hot dog eating contest, 4th of July, is going to be a different level of scenes here on the boardwalk. Cyclones are home. Line drive into right field, dropping quickly, but it stays up for Tejada. Troy Schreffler retired, and a couple of quick outs here for Kyle Verbitsky in this bottom half of the fourth inning.
However, very sad that it seems like Joey Chestnut will be a MIA for the second consecutive year.
Not the same.
Although the Cyclones did give away a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway last year on July the 3rd.
Kodai Senga started that day for Brooklyn when they were also suited up as an alternate identity, the Coney Island Franks. A.J. Ewing takes a strike on the outer edge. It's 1-1. Yeah, it's always great when we get the big league rehabbers in the house. Of course, Frankie Montas making the start for the Cyclones this evening. Ewing serves this one on the ground towards first, collected by Anderson. Flips to a covering Verbitsky in time. That was a quick 1-2-3 inning. And just like that, Kyle Verbitsky faces the minimum in the bottom of the fourth. To the fifth we go. 4-2 Brooklyn. You're watching Cyclones Baseball on SNY. The Wonder Wheel, Luna Park, on the precipice of summer. Already starting to see so many of those amusement park rides in action. Can't forget the Cyclone, of course, either, down Surf Avenue. Jonathan Santucci was awesome in that fourth inning. Only issue was a two-out walk that he worked his way around, no problem. So now his second inning of the day as we go top five in a 4-2 Cyclone lead. And to take over the play-by-play baton, here's Justin Rock.
Thank you, Johnny. First pitch of the inning from Santucci. Bounces in there, but Tejada chases. And the count, no balls in one strike. Tejada then back to the top of Aberdeen's lineup. O'Farrell and Honeycutt to follow. Santucci works now the pitch. Tejada shows bunt, lays it down in front of the plate. Picked up by Santucci. Spins and fires a bullet for out number one. Well done by Santucci fielding his position. Just like that, leadoff man retired. One away here in the fifth inning. Santucci and Suero converging. Good communication as well, Johnny, between those two.
And Santucci knew that it was going to have to be a real hard throw. Was going to have to put some mustard behind it over to first to get the runner in time and put some serious oomph underneath it as well.
And time called at home plate. Not sure what... Maybe something with the video board. Not sure what they were looking at down on the field. Time is back in. First pitch from Santucci. And they are called strike to Griffo Farrell in the count 0-1.
Maybe Larry Pettis thinking he was seeing double. We do have two Jonathan Santuccis up on that big board right now.
Now a strike to O'Farrell in the count. Quickly 0-2. O'Farrell. Great college career at Virginia. Most hits, most runs scored of any three-year player in Cavalier history. The 0-2 pitch. O'Farrell in the air, out in a shallow center, coming on his Ewing, and lunges forward, makes the catch for the out. Oh, what a play by A.J. Ewing in center field, coming on to take away a base hit from O'Farrell.
I honestly thought the baseball slipped through the cracks, but no, those were his shades.
Lost the sunglasses. Same thing. Well, if you're going to lose something on that play, let it be the hat, let it be the shades. I don't think A.J. really needs the shades right now. The sun's starting to be obscured behind the press box here on Coney Island as Vance Honeycutt takes a 95-mile-an-hour fastball inside. 1-0 on him. He's doubled and flied out to center. This pulled on the ground. Foul ball. Oh, it goes through the legs of the Aberdeen manager and third base coach Ryan Gall. Is there an error that the official scorer can give to the third base coach? Well, Gall makes up for it. Flips it on to a fan in the crowd. So here is Honeycutt, two-time ACC Defensive Player of the Year. Consensus top five prospect for Baltimore as he swings through a breaking ball down and in. Good slider there from Santucci, 1-2. Honeycutt, only Power Four conference player in college baseball history to record 60 or more home runs and 70 or more steals. 1-2, up and away, two balls and two strikes. Left UNC, fourth most home runs in ACC history. Was also the first UNC player ever to be named to the All-American First Team and the Academic All-American First Team. But Jonathan Santucci gets some revenge against his former college foe, a former Duke Blue Devil, against a former North Carolina Tar Heel. Gets the K to close out a 1-2-3 inning. 4-2 Brooklyn as we head to the home fifth.
New arm in the game for Aberdeen as they make a call to the bullpen. That new arm being none other than Carter Rustad into the contest. 6'4", 194, taking the spot of Kyle Verbitsky, Justin.
Here is Carson Bench to lead off, looking to get this inning off on the right start. Takes a called strike. And the count 0-1 on him. Bench, Reimer, Baez, 2-3-4, two up in the inning. And there is a strike on the outside corner. Bench quickly behind 0-2. Brooklyn, 4 runs on 8 hits. Aberdeen, 2 runs on 2 hits. Rustad's 2-strike pitch, and Bench fouls it off the hands. Two-strike count on the Mets' first-round pick from last year, who has been scorching hot as of late. Had a 19-game on-base streak, halted yesterday in the 6-4 victory. The 0-2, and Benj a tapper off himself. Remains a 2-strike count on him. Benj had a UConn, Oklahoma college teammates with Nolan McLean. Had some Michael Conforto comps coming out of college last year. Same high school in Oklahoma as former Mets spring training participant Garth Brooks. The 0-2 in the dirt, 1-2. Remember having the Mets yearbook from the year 2000 and being very confused as to why Garth Brooks had a page in that yearbook. Well, he was with spring training, down in spring training that year with the Mets. 1-2, swing and a miss, got him. Rustad got him on the high fastball. So Rustad comes out of the bullpen, picks up the strikeout, one away here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Final line for Kyle Verbitsky, the minor league rehabber, went 2 innings, 1 run, 3 hits. No walks, a strikeout through 24 pitches and 16 strikes. Bases empty, one away, here is Jacob Reimer. Single to center his last time, scored on the sack fly. He's also flied out to right, swings and misses at a curveball away. Count 0-1. Rustad out of the University of Missouri. 15th round pick last year of the Orioles. As Reimer backs out of the way, 1-1. Rustad started the year at single A Delmarva. At a 1.46 ERA there before joining Aberdeen on May the 6th. Giving up 2 runs, 1 earned, and 8 2/3 innings. Entering play tonight as Reimer fouls it back, 1-2. Rustad also drafted out of high school, was a 23rd round pick of the Brewers in 2019 out of Staley High School in Kansas City, but did not sign. Originally went to the University of San Diego before transferring closer to home. Reimer takes down and away, 2-2. College teammates with Mets prospect Austin Trusser, currently on the Cyclones injured list. 2-2, and Reimer a foul ball. Stays alive, 2-2. Reimer been so good this year, crediting the Mets hitting lab for reinventing his swing going into last offseason. Spent the time during the winter months back home in Yucaipa, California. Sort of like the olden days in Little League, working on many of those things the Mets gave him to do with his dad as this one hit sharply on the ground to short. Backhanded by O'Farrell, high throw, and it pulls Anderson off the bag. Did not get back down in time. And Reimer is safe at first on what will be an E6. O'Farrell, a college Gold Glove Award winner at shortstop, but had that throws sail on him just a tad. And Brooklyn now with one on and one out for Jesus Baez. Baez has struck out twice tonight, once swinging, once looking. Last week on the road against Jersey Shore, tied the Cyclone single-game franchise record. Walked 4 times in a single game. Attacks the first pitch here. And this will get out of play first base side about 7 or 8 rows back. And the race is off between the young kids trying to chase down a souvenir tonight. It was great timing with that shot. Looking at Baez as Sandy the Seagull peers out from the breezeway there in the original Brooklyn Hefes uniform. New uniforms last year, one strike pitch taken low. 1-1 on Baez, who's the second youngest player on this Brooklyn roster. Only Marco Vargas is younger. Baez won't turn 21 until February of next year. The pitch at the knees, it's 1-2. Baez entered play today of 473 on base percentage in May. That leads the league. Also has led the league in RBI this month. Second in batting average, third in OPS. Coming back from that torn meniscus last July. One on, one out. Baez sends it to the padded wall behind home.
That O'Farrell error, by the way, first error that Aberdeen has committed all week. No errors for the Ironbirds yesterday or Tuesday. They've been sound defensively. But O'Farrell airmailing the throw there.
And they entered this series with the worst fielding percentage in the league. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball just outside. Tried the slider. Count evens at two. Baez signing for $275,000 in January of 2022. Had the second biggest signing bonus the Mets gave out that year. 2-2. Baez off the fist, shallow center field. That's going to find some turf down in front of Cunningham for a base hit. Reimer will move up 90 feet to second, so Jesus Baez extends his on-base streak. He's now reached in 21 consecutive games. And the Cyclones with two on and one out for Marco Vargas. A couple of singles tonight for him. But only Simone Juan, who is now at Single A St. Lucie, signed for more money than Baez did in that international signing period. Baez now a consensus top 10 prospect in the system as Vargas takes downstairs for ball one. 36 consecutive games on base for Vargas after that two-run base hit in the first. 1-0. Fastball strike at 92. Count evens 1-1. Vargas came over to the Mets along with Ronald Hernandez at the deadline in 2023 in the David Robertson trade. The 1-1. Inside and low. Missed with the cutter. Vargas only signed for a little over $17,000 with the Marlins out of Mexico in 2022, was originally expected to be organizational depth for Miami. 2-1. Bounces in there, three balls and a strike, and now Rustad in danger of walking the bases loaded. Marlins actually signed him with intention of having him transfer to being a catcher. After playing his first couple of seasons as a middle infielder in professional baseball, but that catching experiment never came. Vargas firmly playing second and short now as a Mets prospect. The 2-1. Vargas a ground ball up the middle, backhanded at second, flip on a second for one, relay back to first, not in time. Vargas able to leg it out. Good glove flip by Arias to get the runner at second base. So runners at the corners now. And the inning continues for Chris Suero with two away.
Yeah, well, that's where that Brooklyn speed pays so much dividends. We talk about the stolen bases, but they've got guys that are just flat-out fast, period. And Vargas booking it down the line. If he doesn't have those wheels, obviously does not leg that out and reach safely. So good on him going hard out of the box and hustling the whole way.
Hey, he's top 10 in the league in stolen bases since making his Brooklyn debut. We'll see if he's off here. Long pause. Now the pitch. There goes Vargas, and Suero hammers one foul deep down the left field line. That one hit off the light stanchion before ricocheting out into straightaway left field. A young fan down the left field lines making a killing with the foul balls here in this inning. Got one in the top of the inning. Got That one that ricocheted off the light stanchion from Suero. Chris, a strikeout, a sack fly this evening. Brooklyn a 4-2 advantage. Throw over to first, and Vargas back standing up. Only team in the South Atlantic League with more stolen bases than Brooklyn. Team they're playing tonight, Aberdeen, led all of minor league baseball last year. They had 356 stolen bases a season ago. Promise you that's not a misprint. Reimer at third, Vargas at first. Throw back to the bag, and Vargas dives in safe. Is that the second disengagement? Next one, he needs to get him, otherwise it's a balk. We'll see if Vargas takes advantage of that here. Even the kids down below letting him know that. Coming for our jobs, Johnny. One strike pitch, and Suero swings and misses. Fastball tied him up inside.
Well, good on them for doing their homework.
Suero, local product out of the Bronx. And a chance during the off day on Monday to go back home, see friends and family, catch a movie. Two-strike pitch. And Suero out of play to the right will do it again. Said he went and saw the movie Sinners on Monday. Michael B. Jordan, Haley Steinfeld movie. Have you seen that yet, Johnny?
I have not.
Now, I've been watching baseball. Yeah. No time for the movies right now. The 0-2 inside nearly hit him. One ball and two strikes. Suero's been hit 12 times already this year. That is tied for seventh most in minor league baseball.
And eight of those 12 in the month of May. Seems like there's been a real uptick as of recently for whatever reason.
The 1-2, there goes Vargas as Suero swinging a foul tip. Might have benefited Brooklyn had Suero missed that ball. The way that ball slowly rolled to the backstop would have been very tough to get Suero trying to reach first base with his speed. We'll do it again at two balls, or rather one ball and two strikes. It's going to be Rustad's 29th pitch of the inning upcoming. So Aberdeen's bullpen up down the left field line. Brooklyn trying to add to a two-run advantage. Rustad's 1-2, and Suero fouls another one back towards us, but too much height for Joe to have to hit the deck. Hi, George. Hi, Will. Getting some airtime on SNY tonight. Will McCaffrey, George Whitbread, two of our amazing game day staff members here at the press level on Coney Island. George might have given you a tour of Citi Field once upon a time, as a breaking ball misses outside. Throw down to second base late. Throw to the plate offline. Gets away from the catcher, Stafford. And Vargas going to pop up and go to third. A successful double steal from Reimer and Vargas. And Brooklyn has a 5-2 lead as Reimer steals home. Well, Stafford took the risk, threw down. As soon as he did, Reimer was off. And the throw back to the plate by Arias was yanked wide right. So a double steal, an error on Arias going to allow the runner Vargas to advance to third. Now the pitch, and Suero takes outside. It's now full 3-2.
And when we were just singing the praises of Aberdeen's defense, right? The O'Farrell error, first of the series for them so far. That defense comes back to bite them yet again.
Payoff pitch coming to Suero. 32nd pitch of the inning for Rustad. Here it comes. And Suero fouls it off. Next pitch of this at bat will be an even number 10. Well, Aberdeen stole home twice against Brooklyn earlier this year. Now getting a little taste of their own medicine between Reimer and Vargas. The payoff pitch. Suero pops it back towards us. This one will get out of play. I thought that one was going to make it somehow into our little crevice here. Had to protect the monitor and the computer screens. Not quite like a couple of years ago when William Lugo gave Johnny a foul ball where he made the grab. Lugo now up at double A. Another payoff pitch, and Suero strikes out swinging. Got him on 93, up and in. And Rustad wins the 11-pitch marathon to end the inning. But Brooklyn adds to their lead, picks up a run on a double steal, 5-2 as we move to the sixth here on SNY. Just had a in-between inning a salsa dance-off here as part of a Copa de la Diversión night. Brooklyn playing as the Brooklyn Jefes. Sights of the waterfront here on Coney Island. Got that ferry shuttling back and forth on this Thursday evening here in Brooklyn alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. Glad to have you with us. Brooklyn a 5-2 lead. First pitch of the sixth. Popped in the air, shallow center. Out is the second baseman. Coming on is Ewing, and neither of them make the play. Bounces in front of Ewing for a base hit. Well, Ewing came in a long ways. Jeffrey De Los Santos was out there. Looked like he was underneath it. But Jeffrey seated way to the center fielder at that last second. And Ewing just couldn't get there in time, so Ethan Anderson able to parachute one in there for a base hit. Just the third hit of the night for Aberdeen. See if that's the little bit of a break the Ironbirds need to get back in this one. First pitch to Aaron Estrada. Hitting from the right-hand side, takes a strike. 0-1 on him. 5-2 Brooklyn. Cyclones have scored in all but one inning here tonight. One strike pitch from Santucci, and Estrada creates some air conditioning for Chris Suero. No balls and two strikes. Santucci from a great baseball family. His dad, Steve, a former pro ball player in his own right. Two-strike pitch. And Estrada, another opportunity out at center. Over to his right is Carson Benj, and he'll call off Ewing and make the grab for out number one. Estrada now 0 for 2 tonight. One on, one away for Leandro Arias, who is 0 for 2. Lined out to ride his last time, but Jonathan's dad, Steven, former college ball player at Assumption University in Worcester, former 19th round pick of the Cardinals back in 1993, reached as high as AA Arkansas in the mid-90s, played a couple of years in the old New York Penn League, Brooklyn's former home, as good off-speed pitch as Arias leaning. And Pops played with some notable names over the years, two-time All-Star, righty Matt Morris, Former All-Star infielder Placido Polanco is that one outside, 1-1. But a recognizable name as well for Met fans. Also played and was a teammate of Super Joe, Joe McEwing, back in the 90s when he was a Cardinal prospect. The 1-1, bouncing ball wide of third, 1-2. Of course, Joe McEwing, famous in Mets land for being Randy Johnson's kryptonite. I don't think any player in Major League history hit better against Randy Johnson than Joe McEwing did. Came in handy in that 1999 NLDS. One, two. Check swing from Arias. Did he go? He did. He tries running to first, but that base already occupied, so Arias stops about a quarter of the way up the line and retreats. There's a strikeout for Santucci. And two away in the inning after the leadoff single.
Yeah, Santucci's worked real good. The leadoff single, the first hit he gave up all day. Anderson, by the way, off of first base, has reached in all three plate appearances tonight. But for Santucci, he has been routinely sitting down hitters. Before that single, only man to reach was a walk back in the fourth.
Second strikeout for Jonathan tonight as this one blasted deep down the left field line. Fair or foul, it is a foul ball. Oh, Anderson De Los Santos took his helmet off and keeled over about 30 feet away from the first base bag. He thought that one was well gone. Instead, it is well foul, strike one. 109 miles an hour off the bat, Johnny, 405 feet. Off the barrel, looked like 505 feet. I don't know about you.
That was a laser beam.
He's got prodigious pop, does Anderson De Los Santos. It's been one of the nice finds in this Aberdeen lineup this year. 0-2 tonight, but been productive in this series, has reached in each of the first two games this week. Guy who has been a top 30 prospect for Baltimore. So that up and away, 1-1. Last 15 games entering play tonight, De Los Santos hitting at 316 with a 932 OPS. The 1-1. Little soft ground ball, third base side, 1-2. A far cry from the first foul ball. A ball and two strikes. 5-2 Brooklyn here in the top of the sixth inning. Looking ahead to the bottom of the frame, Brooklyn will have the bottom third of their lineup due up. Fans want a strikeout. And they get a strikeout. Right at the knee. Strike three called, inning over. Jonathan Santucci works around the leadoff single. Picks up a couple of K's and a scoreless sixth. No runs, one hit. And one man left. To the bottom of the sixth we go. Brooklyn in charge, 5-2. Oh! start at 6 o'clock on Saturday night, and then a 2 p.m. finale on Sunday afternoon. Or Brooklyn packs up and heads south to Wilmington. Take on the Nationals affiliate next week. 1-2 from Rustad. Misses down, two balls and two strikes. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour in the East alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. Thanks for joining us for Brooklyn Cyclones baseball on SNY. The 2-2. Another one fouled away. We've had some good track record, though, getting Major League rehabbers here on SNY, particularly when the Cyclones play Aberdeen. Remember last year, Cyclones had back-to-back games on SNY against the Ironbirds, the 2-2, and De Los Santos down swinging. So Rustad picks up the strikeout. That's his third. Two up, two down in the sixth for Troy Schreffler Jr., who's 1-for-2. But in that game last year, Edwin Diaz came out of the bullpen, pitched in that game. That was also the same week Francisco Alvarez rehabbed with the Cyclones and started that week by catching the first nine-inning no-hitter in Brooklyn Cyclones history. First pitch to Schreffler. Off the plate inside, 1-0. Fun fact about Troy, a gifted cello player. He was actually going to perform the national anthem on his cello last year when he was playing for the Phillies affiliate in this league, Jersey Shore. A breaking ball, strike 1-1, but game got rained out. I joked with Troy during media day, are you going to break out the cello this season on Coney Island? I think it's staying home in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, unfortunately. 1-1, line drive, ski balls off the mound, and into center field, another base hit. Oh. Troy Schreffler waited patiently for his opportunity. I don't think our cameras picked that up, but safe also the call on the base umpire there. David Sabal, I don't know what happened. Sabal trying to get into position. He hit the deck. You see it right there as Schreffler rounded the first base back. Sabal's all right. So is Schreffler. Now his sixth hit since coming back off the development list. Back to the top and A.J. Ewing, who takes outside for ball one. Ewing 2-for-3, a single and an RBI triple tonight. He's also scored a run.
I do wonder if Schreffler ever showcased those cello skills during his college days down at University of Maryland.
1-0. There goes the runner, swing and a miss. Throw down to second base. And the tag in time to get him. Schreffler doesn't think O'Farrell ever touched him. O'Farrell making the sweep tag as he ran by. But the call out at second base. And Schreffler caught stealing 2-6 to end the inning. The end of the seventh, 5-2 Brooklyn. Back here on Coney Island, the sights and sounds of Surf Avenue, the lights glimmering here on this Thursday night. Brooklyn glimmering as well. They've got a 5-2 lead as we go to the top of the seventh. Here's Johnny Gadamowicz on the play-by-play microphone.
Yeah, thanks, Justin. Cyclones looking good, 5-2. Top seven we go, but some work still for this Brooklyn, say, bullpen. Jonathan Santucci in the game, and a line drive to short, snagged by Jeffrey De Los Santos. Of course, you say bullpen with a little bit of an asterisk. Jonathan Santucci, normally a starting pitcher for the Cyclone squad, following the big league rehabbing Frankie Montas, who went three innings today. Both Aberdeen runs weren't given up by Montas, so Santucci's been scoreless since coming on in relief. Stafford couldn't get the bunt down. Pitch was upstairs. He pulled back, and the count 1-0. Stafford reached on a fielder's choice, also a ground out so far today for the Aberdeen catcher, who snapped out of an 0-for-14 with a multi-hit day yesterday. 2-0 to the righty swinging batter here. Ironbirds trying to make something happen offensively. Aberdeen so far tonight, 2 runs on only 3 hits. They've almost got as many errors in the field as they do base hits tonight. A couple of errors to the 3 hits, and now trying to get some production out of the bottom third of their order. So for Santucci, he is continuing that trend of what has been outstanding pitching as of late. There's a strike. It's 3-1. Jonathan, who goes four-seam slider curve. Start of the year was in the process of adding in that changeup as well that he's used. Behind here, 3-1. And there's a strike. Battles back to even it up at 3-2. For Santucci, first Duke player to be taken day one of the draft since 2020. That was Bryce Jarvis, now a member of the Arizona Diamondback bullpen. Payoff. And there's a fly ball to right center field. Ewing tracking it down and gets there in plenty of time for out number two. So Santucci is retired 5 in a row. 3 strikeouts for Jonathan since coming on. Has only given up the 1 base hit. That was a leadoff single to Ethan Anderson to start the top of the 6th. But he did not make it any further than first base. Angel Tejada with the bases empty and 2 gone. And Santucci starts him out with a fastball at 94 on the gun. In the driver's seat, nothing and 1. On a check swing, he went around, and Santucci ahead, no balls and 2 strikes.
Been so efficient so far tonight as well. This would be just his 43rd pitch since coming out of the bullpen in the 4th inning.
And you often wonder, those starters pitching in relief capacity, is anything different? 0-2, there's a strike 3 call. Nothing different at all. Business as usual for Jonathan Santucci, who is cruising so far tonight in a relief capacity. 5-2 Brooklyn, stretch time from Maimonides Park. We'll be back after these messages.
Yeah.
Coney Island Sandbar called to the bullpen as we move to the bottom of the seventh inning on the hard-throwing right-hander Alejandro Mendez to face the top of the Brooklyn lineup, Johnny.
Okay, Justin, thanks. So Carter Roostad's day is done. Get you his final line as the top of the Brooklyn order up with Alejandro Mendez on. That final line for Roostad does go two innings, allows two hits, one unearned run, didn't walk anybody, and struck out three. A.J. Ewing takes a strike from Mendez, tall right-hander, and the count is a ball and a strike. Mendez every bit of 6'5", 254. On now to try to keep this a 5-2 ball game with the top of the Brooklyn order due up. Ewing takes upstairs. A.J. so far tonight, already a very productive day at the office offensively. Multi-hit day, single and a triple. Scored a run, drove one in on that triple as well. Lefty batter awaiting a 2-1 delivery. Ewing hitting at 340 since joining Brooklyn at the high A level. And he wants time granted by the home plate umpire, Larry Pettis. Really hard to put into perspective just how good Brooklyn has been here at Maimonides Park this year. The 2-2 upcoming to Ewing. He's been a big part of that success. Way outside. 23 home games, 18 of which have been wins.
Best home record in the South Atlantic League, most home wins in the South Atlantic League. Brooklyn has taken advantage of every opportunity playing in their own ballpark.
That is almost 800 ball. Ewing down on strikes here, though. Mendez fooled him. That was a good pitch. Fastball up and away with some downward bite on it as well. Some sinking action from the righty. So Ewing retired. Bases empty, one gone now for Carson Bench. Cyclones with two in the first. And then runs in the second, third, and fifth since then. Way outside the bench. And the count 1-0. Carson, someone who broke camp with Brooklyn here at the high A level and has been a fixture on this roster really since day one. Almost gets plunked there towards the ankles. Count 2-0 to bench. Was a two-way guy at Oklahoma State a la Nolan McClain. But the opposite of what McClain did, dropped the hitting and stuck to the pitching. Bench dropped the pitching and exclusively works in the batter's box and the outfield. Takes this 1-1 inside. And for Carson, hit safely in 14 of his last 17 games. Number 19 overall pick last year. Had an awesome junior year at Oklahoma State that really burst him on the scene. It's this 2-1 right to the third baseman, De Los Santos, who plucks it out of thin air. And two up, two down for Mendez since coming into the contest. The bench hit 335 with a slug over 600, 24 homers in 61 games as a junior at Stillwater. That is what skyrocketed him towards the top of so many draft boards. And evidently Mets liked what they saw, pulled the trigger in the first round. Now here's Jacob Reimer. Base hit, fly out, reached on an error so far today, has Reimer. First pitch to him, a strike. And the count 0-1. You can make the case Jacob Reimer has been the best hitter that the South Atlantic League has had to offer all year. At least as far as what the numbers say. Reimer takes an 0-1 inside. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Leading the league in runs scored. Doubles. OPS. Extra base hits. And hits, period. If you wanted to make the argument he's been the best hitter in the South Atlantic League, you've had a pretty good case. Third baseman De Los Santos in. He's got to hurry. His throw low can't be picked. I'm not sure Reimer would have been out anyway, even if Anderson scooped it. But Reimer aboard. And a two-out base runner here for Brooklyn in the home seventh. That is hit number 11 on the night for the Cyclones. Make it another multi-hit day for Mr. Reimer. And now Jesus Baez up to bat with one on and two gone. Nighttime here at the ballpark. Not quite pitch black sky, but certainly well past twilight hours. Approaching the top of the 9 o'clock hour. No better feeling than late May, early June. I'm sure you'd agree, Justin, where each and every day just gets darker a little and little later. It's a nice feeling.
I'm waiting for the weather to fall in line with that.
Baez cuts and misses. Yeah, we're both up here in our Cyclones. What would you call these? Windbreaker-type jacket? On top of the suit jackets,
yes.
Of course. Certainly not short-sleeve weather quite yet. 0-1 to Jesus. Baez takes low. One ball and one strike. Mention the Mets opening up a three-game set against the lowly Colorado Rockies tomorrow night at Citi Field. Colorado at 9-47 so far this season. Baez takes outside. Throw down to first, goes into right field. Reimer pops up onto his own 2 feet and makes his way to second with no play. So a risky play there by the Aberdeen catcher, Ryan Stafford, and it ends up not paying off as Reimer now up into scoring position on yet another Aberdeen error.
Yeah, that's their third in the last couple of innings.
So can Brooklyn cash in on the Orioles affiliate mistake? Yeah, that three-game set getting underway from Queens tomorrow. 2-1 to Baez. He foul tips it. Colorado on pace. You do the math as far as 162 is concerned for 26 wins. And obviously a lot would need to go wrong for that to hold and that pace to stay true. But it has been a start to forget out in Denver this year. Mets hoping to cash in and take advantage. Fatten up on some wins this weekend. 2-2 down and away, and the count full to Baez with Reimer in scoring position. If you're just joining us, Cyclones lead at 5-2. Should Brooklyn walk away from tonight victorious, you can go ahead and make it 10 straight home victories for a Cyclone squad that is still not in first place. And the reason the standings watch is so important, minor league level, we hit the halfway point. And you go back to 0-0, wipe that slate clean. Your first half champ, your second half champ, they are postseason bound. So we're approaching that halfway point, about 20 games left. 3-2 outside of Baez. And Brooklyn will have a couple of base runners here with two down in the inning. So, yeah, it is officially scoreboard watching season, we'll call it, which might sound kind of weird, kind of funky, considering it's only late May. But that is the case for the Cyclones, who coming into play today trail first place Greensboro by half a game.
Yeah, and you look at the out-of-town scoreboard right now. Greensboro and Bowling Green playing a doubleheader today. Their first game got suspended in the bottom of the sixth inning. Ryan Gall, the manager for Aberdeen, coming out to talk with the home plate umpire, Larry Pettis, not really sure what about. But if this score holds, Brooklyn will go into Friday tied atop the North Division standings, entered play a half game out. Now Jeremy Heilman, the pitching coach, coming out. Clown car, everybody coming out of the Aberdeen third base dugout right now.
And the kicker is that nobody is warming for the Ironbirds down the left field line. So this is not some stall tactic of some guy being almost ready by him a couple extra tosses. Seeing some movement in that Aberdeen bullpen down the left field line just beginning now. But no throwing as of yet. There are two outs in the inning. So the Ironbirds hoping, perhaps, that Mendez can just bear down and get through the frame. Home plate umpire Larry Pettis out to break up the conversation. It's a big spot here, though. Brooklyn, couple of runners on, and an opportunity with two outs to really kind of break this ball game open. And we'll see if they can do that with Marco Vargas to the plate, who has already had an outstanding night, couple of hits, and reached on a fielder's choice. So it is Reimer on second, Baez behind him on first. Both those guys do have plus speed. First pitch to Vargas outside for a ball. Marco DeMarco has reached safely, including tonight now, in every game he's played this year, all 36 of them. Which is remarkable in that it's not as if the batting average is through the roof. Since joining Brooklyn at the high A level, Vargas only hitting .222, but has still found a way to be productive, draw his walks, reach safely, what have you. Every single night he's reached. Because of sequences just like this, you don't see a lot of bad swings and misses. Good feel for the strike zone. See what he does here, 3-0. Mendez trying to buckle down. Next pitch will be number 23 of the inning. And it is outside for a four-pitch walk. So even after that extended conversation on the mound, whatever the game plan was, Alejandro Mendez unable to execute it because four pitches later, he puts yet another man on base. And now Brooklyn has the bases loaded for Chris Suero.
And a piggyback off that point, Johnny Vargas, that 36-game on-base streak, that is the longest in minor league baseball this year. Yankees prospect Jesus Rodriguez had reached at 35 straight. That ended yesterday.
Chris Suero to the plate now. Nowhere to put him. Suero, someone who has done his best work in spots just like this. 16 for 49 with men in scoring position. That's a .327 average. In the dirt, good block by Stafford. And it's two balls and no strikes.
Yeah, Mendez has thrown 24 pitches in this inning, Johnny. Only eight have been strikes.
Yeah, six straight balls for Mendez following that mound visit.
And now some action in Aberdeen's left field bullpen.
Has lost his control here. Can Suero capitalize? And Chris essentially making the right-hander throw him a strike. Something he still can't seem to accomplish. No place to put Suero. Worth noting, all this with two outs. It was bases empty, two gone. 3-0, there's a strike. And it is 3-1 to the righty swinging catcher. Chris coming off a multi-hit day yesterday. Still in search of his first hit tonight. What a time it would be for it here. Bases loaded, two gone, and a 3-1 hitter's count. There's strike two.
And not a bad idea there by Suero, taking those two pitches, making Mendez throw him strikes.
Well, you certainly get the feeling that the fatigue's starting to set in for the righty. Next pitch, number 29, his biggest of the inning. Merry-go-round in motion. There's ball four inside. And Mendez walks the bases loaded. Reimer home to score his third run of the day for the Cyclones. Jacob Reimer, who woke up this morning 40 runs scored, now has scored 43. That paces the South Atlantic League. Three straight walks permitted by Mendez. And another RBI for Chris Suero.
And just a good piece of hitting there by Suero. Didn't expand the zone. Basically dared Mendez to throw him three strikes, and he couldn't.
Ronald Hernandez next. Baez on third. Vargas on second. Suero on first. First pitch to the switch hitter. There's a rare first pitch strike from the righty Mendez.
It might have been given a couple of inches up on that pitch.
Hernandez one for three. Ronald not in the lineup yesterday. Takes a 1-1 offering for a strike. Or rather, 0-1 offering for a strike. It's nothing in two.
Trent Terzinski up in the Aberdeen bullpen. He pitched on Tuesday night.
Ronnie at 260 this season. 324 over his last 11 games. Swing and a miss. Down on strike, so Mendez limits the damage just to one. Cyclones do it all with two outs, though. They score a run on just one hit and leave three on the bases. One error in the inning as well. Cyclones in control, 6-2. Let's go to the eighth. Oh, the parachute jump. The last remaining original landmark from the OG Steeplechase Park. Just off to our right, Jonathan said, Tucci back out. Why not? He's only thrown 45 pitches, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Santucci fires a strike on the outside corner to start the eighth. Four innings of shutout ball so far for Santucci, now with a four-run lead to protect, as that ball seemingly went through the wickets there of Hernandez. Ruled a ball. Missing low, 1-1 on O'Farrell, who is 0-2 tonight, has walked, struck out, line to center, scored one of Aberdeen's two runs. As it's a check swing, ground ball to short. Scooped up there by Vargas. Quick transfer and throw gets his counterpart. And the leadoff man retired here in the eighth inning. Brooklyn a 6-2 advantage. Series continues tomorrow night, as you mentioned. 6:40, our first pitch here from Coney Island. Tomorrow it'll be Nate Dome. Mets number 20 prospect, according to Joe DiMeo here on SNY. Cohen Aiken will make the start for Aberdeen. First pitch. Bounces in there, 1-0 to Vance Honeycutt. Noah Hall will make the start for Brooklyn on Saturday. And Matt Allen on the bump on Sunday afternoon to close out the series. 1-0. At the letter is a delayed strike to Honeycutt. And the count 1-1. Honeycutt, highly regarded coming out of high school, just like he was out of college. Drafted by the Giants out of Salisbury High School in North Carolina. The lefties 1-1. On the outer half, it's 1-2.
He's coming!
Santucci hides his eyes behind that black leather mitt. Here comes the 1-2. And a fastball sails high. Two balls and two strikes. Santucci got off to a slow start this season. Got through a bases-loaded jam in the second inning a couple of weeks ago against Winston-Salem. Is this off the end of the bat to right? Coming on is Benji. He won't get there. And down in front of him for a base hit as Honeycutt has his second hit tonight. One on and one out. Just the second hit allowed by Santucci. That'll bring up Ethan Anderson, who has reached base a couple of times tonight, 2-for-3. But Santucci was a two-way player at Duke for a period of time. Did have a college home run. First pitch, up and away, one ball and no strikes on Anderson. Out of Phillips Academy in Andover, Massachusetts. Legendary prep school, produced a couple of presidents, George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush, as Anderson takes in the dirt 2-0. Also produced Hall of Fame owner Bill Veeck, former White Sox owner. North Carolina head coach Bill Belichick. The 2-0. This one sharply pulled foul. 2-1 the count. Rangers Chris Kreider, an alum. And of course, as well from the Odd Couple, Jack Lemmon. Out of Phillips Academy in Andover. One on and one out. 2-1 on Anderson, the switch hitter. 2-1. Fouled back, it's 2-2. But Santucci from Leominster, Massachusetts. Now calls his home in the Volunteer State of Tennessee. Two two. Swing and a miss. Chased one in the dirt. Ball gets away from Suero. A fire down to second base. And it was close. Sliding in there safely. Honeycutt. Anderson couldn't advance because first base was already occupied. It'll be a strikeout and a wild pitch that allows Honeycutt to take second. What a throw by Suero. I thought there was no reason to throw that ball down to second base until it got there, and it was a bang-bang play.
If Ethan Anderson did not have his afternoon cup of coffee, Chris Suero definitely just woke him up, because that throwdown from Suero barely missed Anderson. It was making his way back to the dugout.
Saw that happen once last year against Hudson Valley. The pitch is off the glove of Suero. It's a called strike. It rolls towards the mound. That was a weird-looking play. All works out for Brooklyn, 0-1 on Aaron Estrada, who's 0-2 with a sac fly. But Santucci out of Leominster, Massachusetts. What is Leominster, Massachusetts famous for? It's a big town in the coma-producing industry. It's nicknamed it Comb City. It's also where Tupperware was invented. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Actually, it was a 0-1. Estrada chases the breaking ball. It's 0-2. Top of the 9 o'clock hour here in the East. Santucci trying to hang another donut on the scoreboard. 1-1. Rather, the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Chased it in the dirt for a strike three. Scoreboard was off by a pitch, but Estrada down on strikes. Another punch out for Jonathan Santucci. That is his sixth, tying his career high. No runs in the inning for Aberdeen. One hit, one man left. We head to the bottom of the eighth, 5-2 Cyclones. Cyclones looking for some insurance as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Alongside Johnny Gadamowitz, I'm Justin Rock. Jeffrey De Los Santos leads off. First pitch hit in the air, left center field. Honeycutt back into his right. Actually, rather, that Jay Cunningham out in center tonight. And Cunningham runs it down in the gap for the first out here in the eighth inning. One away brings up Troy Schreffler Jr., 2-for-3 in this ball game. Cyclones a 6-2 lead. Brooklyn 6 runs, 11 hits, no errors. They have left 7. Aberdeen 2 runs, 4 hits, 3 errors. They have stranded 5 tonight. So here is Schreffler Jr. First pitch to him off the inside corner. And it's 1-0. Alejandro Mendez out for his second inning of relief for Aberdeen. Mendez had pitched well coming into play tonight. Had not allowed a run in 5 innings. That obviously snapped. Schreffler takes a strike at a .96 ERA in his last 8 appearances entering the day. Brooklyn has picked up a run against him already. That was in the 7th. 1-1. Schreffler checks swing and a miss. 1-2. Looking ahead to the top of the 9th inning for Brooklyn. They will face off against 5, 6, and 7 for Aberdeen. No action at the moment in the Cyclone bullpen. So, 9th inning will be Jonathan Santucci's to try and finish off the Ironbirds. 1-2. out of the parking lot. Hopefully no dent in my car. We come back out of the parking lot after the game. Though I will say, in all our years here on Coney Island, I've never heard it bang off a car where a siren goes off and Schreffler down looking for the second out of the inning. 97-mile-an-hour fastball that time from Mendez today.
I think we are probably selling short the distance between the actual end of the ballpark and where the stretch of cars begin. That would be my guess.
Well, either way, going to be a new pitcher here with two out in the eighth inning. Ryan Gaul is out of the dugout. He's smiling with Mendez, but Gaul will take the ball from the right-hander and bring in a new arm with two out here in the eighth inning. Top of the lineup, two up for Brooklyn. A.J. Ewing against Trent Terzinski. When we come back, Brooklyn, a four-run lead. It is 6-2 over Aberdeen here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Cyclones trying to close out what will be a 10th straight home victory here on SNY. As a matter of fact, we'll stay right here on SNY as Trent Terzinski gets ready to take over with two out in the bottom of this eighth inning. Terzinski made his first appearance in this series on Tuesday night. You see that little funky delivery there. Keeps his right hand in his glove as he brings that arm back above that back shoulder. Terzinski, undrafted free agent signee by the Orioles out of Valparaiso University in Indiana. Of course, made famous by Bryce Drew's shot in the NCAA tournament in the late 1990s. Of course, that in basketball. Speaking of tournaments and college tournaments, NCAA baseball tournament going to get started tomorrow. That's always fun time of year, especially in minor league baseball, especially as players have their alma maters face off against their teammates' alma maters in the regionals, super regionals. Should create some fun matchups this week.
Well, let's just say that will be on the TV in the locker room more often than not over the course of the next couple of weeks. Excited for that. And always nice to see how locked in the guys get too, right? Particularly if it's a school they attended. But even if it's not, maybe same conference or friend of a friend, somebody who they played travel ball with growing up. Always really cool to see the amount of energy invested in that.
It'll be a lot of fun starting tomorrow as the College World Series run gets underway. A.J. Ewing, first man to face Terzinski, who takes low, ball one. Ewing, 2-for-4 tonight, a single and a triple. He's grounded out and struck out his last two times. Terzinski, start of the year at single A, Delmarva, through a scoreless inning on Tuesday night. Two runs in 4 2/3 for Aberdeen. As Ewing takes a strike, it's 1-1. Looking at it right now, at least from a Cyclones perspective with their alma maters, NC State playing in the Fayetteville Regional down in Arkansas as this one fouled back. Wanted to actually stand correct. They're playing the Auburn Regional against Auburn. Brooklyn, several alumni out of NC State. Eli Serrano III, Justin Lawson, both on the IL. North Carolina is going to be in the same regional as Oklahoma. That one outside, it's 2-2. So Vance Honeycutt, the Ironbirds of North Carolina alum, Brendan Gurton, out of Oklahoma on the Cyclone side of things. My personal favorite is one of the first games tomorrow. As that breaking ball misses up and in, it's 3-2. The first matchup in the Athens Regional, really the second matchup in the Athens Regional, hosted by Georgia. Number 2 Duke against number 3 Oklahoma State. Get the popcorn ready between Carson Benge and Jonathan Santucci. Ewing fouls it to the left. And if Georgia beats Binghamton, that's another Mets organizational battle. Nick Roselli, who was with the Cyclones earlier out of Binghamton, Chandler Marsh, Dylan Ross, Corey Collins out of Georgia. payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Terzinski lost his hat on the pitch, but punches out Ewing on the back foot cutter to end the inning. So Mendez and Terzinski work as scoreless. Eighth, we head to the ninth. Brooklyn trying to close out a 10th straight home victory. They lead it 6-2. Well, when the parachute jump is lit up at this time of night, and you know it means summer is just around the corner. Switching between pink and teal on this Thursday night. Brooklyn trying to slam the door shut on what would be a 10th consecutive home victory. They lead it 6-2 as we go to the top of the ninth inning. Jonathan Santucci trying to work a clean sixth inning of work here tonight. Has already matched a career high with 5 innings and 6 Ks. And his first pitch to Leandro Arias in the ninth, in there for a strike. 0-1. This all started with Frankie Montas making a major league rehab start. The one strike pitch, check swing. Did he go? No, on appeal. Says David Sabal, 1-1. Went 3 innings, gave up a couple of runs, but really settled in nicely in the second and third innings. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball down and in. Jonathan Santucci has carried the baton from there. Brooklyn offensively 2 in the first, 1 in the second, 1 in the third. Added runs in the fifth and seventh. The 2-1 outside, 3 balls and a strike. Brooklyn does have action in their right field bullpen just in case. That does appear to be the 6'9 right-hander, Jace Beck. 3-1. Inside and low, ball 4. And Arias works a leadoff walk. Second free pass allowed by Santucci tonight. Just the second time Aberdeen has put the leadoff man on since the first inning. Now a conference on the mound between Chris Suero, Ronald Hernandez, and Jonathan Santucci. As Anderson De Los Santos, the batter, he's a guy who can make this game real interesting with one swing of the bat at a 400-foot foul ball his last time up. Struck out twice and grounded out to third in this ball game. Santucci been exquisite here tonight, thrown just 64 pitches to this point of the contest. Still a ways away from his career high in that category. First pitch, and De Los Santos can't hit the slider. Santucci ahead 0-1.
That slider from Santucci has really been the pitch that it feels like has unlocked his success as of late.
As time calls at home plate. So far tonight, been a good day in the Mets organization. Triple A Syracuse is up 11-0 on Iowa right now. Cubs affiliate. A one strike pitch at the knees, 0-2. Double A Binghamton took game one of a doubleheader from Chesapeake. Orioles affiliate 2-1. Leading in game two right now in the sixth, 4-1. Ryan Clifford is homered in that ball game. Santucci's two-strike pitch, and De Los Santos skies it in the air. Off the end of the bat in a shallow left. Vargas is coming on, sliding behind him with Schreffler Jr., and Vargas makes the catch as Troy slides it under his arm. Vargas and Schreffler conversing about that play, but thankfully, first and foremost, nobody was hurt, and that Vargas able to make the catch. Gilbert Gomez is out of the first base dugout. Santucci has reached a career-high 5 1/3 innings out of the bullpen tonight. Santucci starting to give some high fives to his infield mates. Thought that Gomez would let Santucci try and finish off this ball game, but a couple of taps on the shoulder. Santucci going to depart. A career-high 5 1/3 innings tonight. Will stay right here on SNY. Or actually, no, we'll take a break. Jace Beck coming on. Santucci's day done. Beck will try and finish it off when we come back. Brooklyn holding on to a 4-run lead.
Coney Island Sandbar call to the bullpen. Jace Beck out of that Brooklyn bullpen to try to finish it up after Jonathan Santucci was outstanding following Frankie Montas' big league rehab start. Montas went 3 innings. Santucci 5 1/3. Wearing a little bit of a different hat today, doing it out of the bullpen, but every bit as effective. Santucci goes 5 1/3, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts, no runs, 2 hits. Now Jace Beck of Tuttle, Oklahoma, 6'9", 245, a 2019 draftee, on to try to collect the final couple of outs.
Beck wearing number 19 tonight because of the fact that Frankie Montas commandeered his number 47 for today's ball game. First pitch from Beck. Misses up and in for ball one. Jace making his 15th appearance, 3-1 record of 4.58 ERA. Does have a save, albeit this not a save situation right now. 1-0. Swing and a miss. They throw behind the runner at first, not in time. Count 1-1 now on Jake Cunningham. But Beck, 11 walks, 18 strikeouts on the season for him. Picked up the hold in game one of the doubleheader on Sunday against Jersey Shore through an inning and two-thirds scoreless. The 1-1. Fastball on the inside corner at 94. It's 1-2. Beck coming back from Tommy John surgery. Missed all of last year. 22nd round pick out of high school by the Mets in 2019. The 1-2 from Jace. Tried the slider, missed in the dirt. Count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ryan Stafford waiting on deck. Well, back out of Tuttle, Oklahoma. They have one of the more interesting claim to fames in recent years. Got national attention in May of 2015 because a tornado touched down near the Tiger Safari Zoological Park near Tuttle, Oklahoma. 2-2. High 3-2, and so they had some fun playing off the Sharknado movies from years past and called it the Tigernado, which would be a great nickname for a high school. Payoff pitch. At the letter, strike 3 called. Throws him on the cutter inside, and the Cyclones 1 out away from a 10th consecutive home victory.
Well, I can tell you, as somebody who attended a high school whose mascot was the Tornadoes, Tigernadoes does sound much cooler.
It has my support. As here is Ryan Stafford. 0-for-3 tonight, a couple of fielder's choices, and a fly out to center. First pitch from Beckline, drive left center field. That's in there for a base hit. Stumbling around second is Arias. He'll hold there. So Ryan Stafford picks up a base hit. Keeps this game alive for Aberdeen. They have 2 on and 2 out. And now here is the 9-hole hitter, Angel Tejada. Tejada 0-for-3 today with a couple of strikeouts. And just gave him a fastball middle up. And Stafford able to get the barrel on it. I tell you, these youngsters sitting below us have been wearing out Aberdeen here tonight. First pitch from Beck. Now one misses high. Tried the cutter. And the count 1-0 on Angel Tejada.
I think they've even given some Cyclones players a tough time at various points. They're letting everybody have it.
Equal opportunity offender. 1-0. This one fouled towards the parking lot. And the count evens up, a ball and a strike on Tejada. Right now, the leadoff batter, Griffo Farrell, on deck. He represents the tying run. So Beck wants to stop the leaking here. 1-1. Upstairs again, trying a fastball. 2 balls and a strike on Angel Tejada. 0 for his last 19 at the plate. Beck chopping away at that gum as he works from the first base side. The 2-1 pulled on the ground towards third. Picked up by Reimer. Steps on the third base bag. And you can celebrate a 10th straight home victory for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Your final score tonight, the Brooklyn Cyclones 6, the Aberdeen Ironbirds 2. The Brooklyn Cyclones continue their mastery here at home. Their South Atlantic League leading 19th home victory of the season. Joaquin Lugo, the clubhouse attendant, having some fun grabbing the rosin bag before he heads back into the clubhouse postgame as the Cyclones just continue to cruise. Strand a couple of runs in the ninth inning. And now are sitting pretty at 33-15, a season high, 18 games over 500. What a run this has been for Brooklyn, Johnny.
It has been quite remarkable, and the way they did it tonight, just as impressive. Big leaguer in the house, Jonathan Santucci, taking it the rest of the way before Jace Beck, the finishing touches. Beck to break it down in a moment. Offensive, I guess you
back here on Coney Island. The Cyclones coming away with another victory, 6-2 over Aberdeen here tonight alongside Johnny Gadamowitz. I'm Justin Rock. So glad you were able to join us for another Brooklyn victory. 10 consecutive home victories for the Cyclones and now 18 games over 500 at 33-15. Johnny, an overwhelming performance again by Brooklyn, who get it done in numerous ways, both offensively and on the bump.
Yeah, what was interesting about tonight was, you know, maybe coming into a night like tonight, you think, okay, Frankie Montas, big leaguer in the house, perhaps riding that to a victory. Montas didn't necessarily have his best stuff, gave up a couple of runs over three innings, seemingly got better as the outing went along. But then how about the performance from Jonathan Santucci? He was simply outstanding. Goes 5 1/3, only gives up two hits, did not surrender a run, only walked a couple of batters. Prior to his last inning when he came back out to try to finish it up, had only walked one batter. You couple that with the six strikeouts, and again, Santucci, who batters prior to his last inning when he came back out to try to finish it up, had only walked one batter. You couple that with the six strikeouts, and again, Santucci, who he has been producing since he's gotten here to Coney Island.
Well, we joked about it during the previous SNY game on May the 18th that A.J. Ewing told Director of Player Development Andrew Christie that he was going to make life really difficult for him to keep him down there in St. Lucie. Way things have gone over the first month here in Brooklyn, it might be tough for the Mets to keep him here in Coney Island for any longer, the way he's played so far this season. But looking ahead, tomorrow night, game number 4 of the series, Brooklyn trying to secure yet another series victory. They still haven't lost a 6-game series or a series of any length since the end of last season, last August. Nate Dome on the mound for the Cyclones tomorrow, a top 20 prospect, according to Joe DiMeo of SNY. Cyclones trying to continue that winning trend tomorrow night here on Coney Island.
Yeah, and an opportunity to win yet another series, right? Remember, 6-game sets. Today was game number 3. Cyclones have taken the first 3. So that means, at the very worst, it's another series split. And with Dome on the hill, a chance to capture another series victory tomorrow.
We'll hope you'll join us tomorrow here on Coney Island. 6:40, our first pitch. Gates open here at the ballpark at 6 o'clock. Cyclones going to try and make it 11 straight home victories. 4 consecutive victories overall, and trying to continue their push towards a first-half North Division crown. With the result tonight, Brooklyn now tied atop the North Division as a result of Greensboro getting their game suspended here this evening. So a big thank you to my partner, Johnny Gadamowitz. A fantastic job as always. A big thank you to everybody behind the scenes here tonight. Chris Rogers, Ricky Viola, our entire camera crew, Joe, Elliot, Brandon, everybody, thank you so much for joining us. Good night from Coney Island.